I want to try to give my best in anything that I do in this sport. When I train to train like a beast. When I organize something, I try to organize it great. And you know, anything I do, I try to do it in the best way that I can.
Yo, gorillas, welcome to the next episode of the Athlete Insider podcast by Gorillanation. My name is Phil, and today I am with a special Spanish guy, an athlete, a content creator, an event organizer, an influencer, and I'm really happy to have you here, Jordan Bioko from Madrid, Spain.
Thank you so much, Philip.
Nice to have you here. Like, you're a person who has like a lot of influence and who gives like a lot of power and energy into the sport calisthenics, and you're doing a great job with like building one of the biggest event series in the sport, and like influencing mostly the Spanish speaking community. So yeah, I'm really happy to have you here to talk a little about your workout, about your life, about the Street Workout Ultimate Battles, the event. So yeah, let's hop into the first question. You're on a birthday party, and I know yesterday you were on a birthday party, and somebody comes towards you, you don't know this person, and the person asks you, "Hey Jordan, what do you do? Like, who are you?"
Okay, I'm Jordan Bioko. I'm 28. I'm going to have 28 this month. Okay, I started training calisthenics 10 years ago in 2010. I'm a calisthenic athlete. I'm a content creator. I have a YouTube channel where I want to show the community my lifestyle about calisthenics, how calisthenics can help people, not only about the physique, about the mentality of the people, you know. And also we create events like the Ultimate Battles. That's the way we found that we can spread the message of the motivation of the message of the calisthenics to all the Spanish community. And that's what I do. I train, I organize competitions, and I create content for digital platforms.
Nice. And you what do you study next to it, or do you work, or what is your, like, where do you live from, let's say?
I studied in the university. I finished my studies. I have a degree in financial and accounting.
Ah, nice.
And also later I did an MBA in management. But nowadays I have a part-time working for other companies for what I studied, and the other time doing my projects inside to the calisthenics community.
Okay, so like part-time the financial part, like the studies part, and part-time your passion, like calisthenics,
yeah,
or how you call it, calisthenia, because in Spain it's calisthenia, right?
Yeah, in Spanish it's calisthenia. Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay, nice. And like, how did you get in touch with calisthenics? You say you started in 2010, so it's already, yeah, a long time. Do you still remember how you got in touch with calisthenics?
Yeah, bro. It was in summer of 2010. I just finished I don't know if it's like selectivity in your country. When you finish the high school, and yeah, before you enter to the university, you have to do some sams for the qualification. I finished the selectividad in Spanish. And that summer, we don't have any plan, didn't have any plan, anything to do. And I remember that one of my friends told me that, bro, I saw a few guys doing some dope things in one park, bro. Let's go with them. Let's try what they do. We go there. We see people. We saw people doing muscle ups, explosive pull ups, and we say, "What the fuck? What is this? I want to try." You know, I want to try, yeah, bro. I try to do one single push up and I can't.
Push up? No, you weren't able to do.
No, push up. Sorry, pull up.
Pull up. Pull up. Okay.
One pull up. One pull up. And the first day, I didn't be able to do one single pull-up.
Wow.
One, bro.
Wow. And like everybody who knows your videos and your strength today, like pull, you're so strong in pull. When you do muscle-ups, yeah, you can go to the top. Yeah.
That's the key, bro. Now my strongest point is the pull. The pull is obvious. But when I start, I didn't be able to do one single pull-up, bro.
Wow. And how did you start then?
Because the community of that guys was very, very healthy. Calisthenics, they have a great community. They introduced me to the other people. They always try to help me to improve, to show me new tricks or give me new keys to try to organize my workouts and try to focus in the goal what I want to have, you know. And I receive a lot of help of that guys, and that's why I start improving and start having more strength or more power to do all the other things.
Okay, so like maybe it's also a motivation for you today to give back, because in the early days you received a lot of help from other people who were more experienced. And today you do it, you are the person who gives to the people on YouTube with the event, etc.
That is that, bro. Because I think this sport have to grow more. And the key is that people that have more experience or more knowledge, try to spread them with all the new people and try to make bigger the community. That's why I create a YouTube channel, and I create content in Instagram, for example.
Okay, so like for everybody who can speak Spanish, you should definitely check out like Jordan's YouTube, because you do like a lot of challenges, you do tests, you know, you do a lot of stuff like interviews also. Like you also do Spanish interviews. So that's really, really nice. And you're quite successful with it. You have like over 100,000 subscribers on YouTube and on Instagram. So definitely check that out. Everything's in the description. So you weren't able to do one pull-up. They gave a lot of advice to you, but how did you start to work out? Like, did you start with elastic bands, or did you jump and do negatives, or how were you able to build such a pull strength?
I start with jump and do negatives and try to take the pull-up and part the pull-up in little areas. Yeah. Try to get stronger the scapula, try to get stronger the muscles that involve the pull-up in complete. Because in that time we didn't train with bands, for example. It didn't they wasn't something normal like nowadays, that people can train band with a lot of issues for the workout. And it was with a negative and specific movement to make stronger the muscles that's involved in the pull-up.
Okay, so like with areas, you mean, for example, also like the down part to strengthen the scapula, but then also work on a lot of people divide the pull-up into three steps. The bottom, where you have to have a strong scapula to be able to do the first few centimeters. Then the middle, like where the combination of biceps, latissimus, etc. happens. And then the top, where like it's totally different strength. So you started like this, or do I understand it wrong?
Like that. It's similar like that. And train also the centric power. Mm-hmm. To try to hold and get more stronger, that in hold the pull up in 90 degrees. That helped me too a lot.
Okay, and after what time did you see some results? Like, how long did you take to do your first pull up or your first muscle up?
The first pull up or the first clean pull up. Like 2 months, one month, 2 months, training hard, training seriously. And the first muscle up, it takes me to like 5 months, 6 months.
Okay.
but it wasn't clean.
Yeah. I guess everybody who started like years ago, no muscle up was clean in the beginning. Like,
Bro, that wasn't, that wasn't the example of muscle. Yeah.
Did you start with chicken wing or did you like just start with a lot of kick with muscle ups?
With a lot of kick. Yeah. With a lot of kick because one of my friends in that time, it was the one of the greatest athletes here in Spain, mm-hmm. and always I focused in him when I want to train, when I want to try to be better in any area, and he has the mind and he repeat itself that it not matter the quantity, it is the quality of the movement.
Okay,
if it take you more months, no problem, but try to do it the best, in the better way. And he said me that, don't do this, never, bro, never. Try to be stronger in your pull, try to do a lot of dips. And in the moment that you want to try the muscle up, feel stronger. Even don't worry if you do a lot of kick, but always the two hands, at the same time.
Okay. Nice. So like and I when I a few days ago I checked your battle against Sergio with from Baristi, like the bar battle.
Yeah.
That was really interesting to see because it's already like a few years ago, but your strength is already insane. And what I like really respect about you is that you work hard, that you like do the events, you know, you're doing a lot, but you still are like improving yourself and you're still training for yourself really hard. Like how is it possible to do so much to work like this, but also to improve as an athlete?
Is the passion you have, bro. It's simply calisthenics for me is my lifestyle. It's my passion. It's like for others, I don't know, football. I don't know for other people what is their passion. But calisthenics is mine, and I know that I wanna try to give my best in anything that I do in this sport. When I train to train like a beast. When I organize something, I try to organize it great. And you know, anything I do, I try to do it in the best way that I can.
Okay, so you never do like 80% or 50% power on a project, but if you do something, you do it with 100% and you do it well.
That is that, bro, because if you try to do a lot of things but not give the 100% in anything, you basically don't progress, you don't have the progress that you can have if you give you the 100% in anything you do.
Yeah, that's true. And currently you're working on your full planche, right?
Yeah, bro.
How is the journey of your planche?
I train the planche 3 days a week, okay? One day is the 100%. What is the day when you try to do whole press, anything, yeah, mm-hmm. combos, you know. The other day is only reps focused on planche, mm-hmm. like limb planche, progressions, train with elastic bands, mm-hmm. and etc. Okay. And the other day is try to do mobility for the areas that involve in the planche and try to recover the train that that areas reside, and I train planche 3 days a week, but okay. in different levels. And also, I have one of my friends, Dane. He has a crazy planche, bro. The perfect form. He hold like a 15 seconds or 20 seconds. It's like, bro, what the fuck? I want to do that too. Yeah. He motivates me a lot.
Okay. And you also get advice from him and how he achieved to train it, and you got some workout advice from him for your planning.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Because when he wanted to train, for example, when he wanted to train reps, he asked me because I have more level reps, for example, weighted reps. And when I want to train plants, that is one trick that I didn't have at the same level as him. I asked him, bro, how you organize your week training this movement? And he gave me advice and tell me this, that, or try to do these reps. This is more efficient than all this other one. And I received the message for him.
Okay, because that's something that I see for a lot of professional, like high level athletes, that they are not afraid to ask other people who are more advanced than they are, because they want to learn. Like they don't have the ego to say, yeah, I'm like also an experienced athlete, I don't have to ask him. But they put their ego down and they ask another person, like, did you achieve to learn the planche? I would like to improve and like have a planche like you. And that's great to hear that he asks you for reps and for advice for his reps and sets and reps workout, and you can ask him for planche advice because you both have your strength in other areas.
Yeah, bro, that's the idea, because nobody know everything about everything basically. You still learning every day, and that is stupid if you have a lot of ego and don't ask other one about how to help you to improve, basically.
Yeah, that's it. That's crazy. And I would be interested in, because for the SWUB, for the Street Workout Ultimate Battles, you are also in touch and in contact with a lot of professional athletes, like the highest level athletes. What do they have in common? Like, what habits do they have? What similarities you see between professional athletes that they have and that they do every day, because that are the reason why they are on such a high level?
I can say that they have a similar passion of compete, basically. The passion of compete and the passion of give their best in this sport. Even if you are the two-time world champion or you are the national champion of your country, you have in similar the passion you put in your workouts, the passion you put in the competitions, and the idea to try to be better in each competition. I think that's the issue they have in common.
Okay. So, like, the passion over everything.
Yeah.
And you said you train for planche 3 times a week. Do you have like how often do you train overall per week?
I per week I train 5 days. Mm-hmm. For example, one train, as I told you, full planche, 100% planche, like a Maltese full planche, straddle planche, but push planche, okay. Other day, 10% in reps, weighted reps. In my case, other day training, I train planche, but hold, not planche of like front lever Victorian. The other planche, not push planche.
Okay.
And the other day, I am do. Like 60% of full planche, straddle planche, not the 10%, like 50-60% of the train, and the other plan like the same 50-60% of full level Victorian progressions of that kind of planche, and that's the 5 days I train per week.
Okay, in the beginning I didn't understand, like, when you say 100%, you mean 100%, like all in? Is it that what
yeah.
you mean? Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So the first day is 100% all in, like the for example, the reps planche day, the push day, the first one. Okay, get it.
Is that?
Okay. And what are the next goals for you, like as an athlete, next to the full planche? What are the goals of a Jordan Bioko?
Bro, my goals this year was try to do 100 kilogram pull up. Before the quarantine, the fucking COVID fucked me up, bro. 100 kilogram pull up and 50 kilograms in muscle up.
Wow.
Because my marks was 90 kilograms in pull up. I did it in March.
Wow.
And I had a great progression, but I had to stop because we was in quarantine 2 months without. I don't have bar in my house. I can't hang in a bar during 2 months.
Yeah.
And now I return to my workouts and I feel heavy. I feel it's not the same. My goal this year is trying to achieve that 100 pull up and 50 kilograms in muscle. Try to can look but face by face to Vadim Oleinik, bro. In muscle, okay. I speak with him a lot of time, bro. I have to do that fucking muscle up like you, 50 kilogram, bro. One muscle up. What the fuck?
Yeah,
that guy's amazing.
That's really insane. Like, and the interesting part is it developed so fast over the years. Like a few years ago, it was crazy when you did like a 20 kilo muscle up. It was crazy. Like, and it developed so fast. It's insane.
Yeah, bro, that's my goal this year. I want to try to do it, I don't know if this year I'm gonna be able to do it because of the COVID, the training, the gyms. I don't know how it's going to work the last part of the year, but it's my next goal. Try to achieve that one.
Okay. So you're more into weighted and into one rep max right now than in endurance, or do you do both at the same time?
I'm more focused in weighted in this moment. I sometimes I do endurance. Okay, I don't do 100% weighted and 0% endurance. I try to combine both, but I do more weighted. I want to be stronger in power, bro. In
okay. So. Nice. What I'm interested in is like you are working in a lot of areas, and until now, what was the biggest success in your career, in your calisthenics career? What was the best moment? Like, what was the best moment in your work with calisthenics?
As an athlete or as a...
We can make the separation as an athlete, but I would also be interested in as an event organizer.
Okay, as an athlete, I think my biggest success is in 2015 was I win the regional championship of my community, and then I qualified to the national champ, and then I finished in the third position. I compete with all the national athletes here in Spain, and it was great because it's the first time that I saw that I have a great level. I improved myself, and it was amazing, bro. And at that same year, I compete too in the international champ here in Spain with national athletes and international ones that come to Madrid to compete to qualify to the super final, I think, because the international champ qualified to the super final. And then I finished in fourth position, but I finished happy. I finished good because I compare my level to the greatest athletes in Spanish and international ones, and I saw that I was good in good level. I developed. I have a growth.
And in Spain, to make the third place in the nationals, that's like a big success, because in Spain you have some crazy
bro, athletes. Yeah. In Spain, the level was insane, bro. In that year too, there were athletes like Sergio, like Risto. It was insane, bro.
Yeah.
In crazy level here.
So back then you focused on freestyle, like it was a freestyle competition.
Yeah, it was freestyle, like the same like now, statics, dynamics, yeah. the same.
And you're also like capable of doing like dynamics. I think I never saw you doing dynamics.
A little bit, bro. Okay. A little bit, bro. I'm not complete, bro. I prefer doing statics than dynamics. But I know that when you are competing, you have to try to have a great level in both areas, because you have judge for each area. And if you focus only in static, you have to be like Andrea Laros or like Viktor Kaminov. Crazy level in statics to win something, you know.
Yeah.
And yeah, I train dynamics, not a lot. I train a lot of time with my bro Sergio. Sergio pushed me a lot.
Yeah.
To bro, jump, do this. Don't have a fear. Do this. Try it. And that's why I start training dynamics, because of Sergio, basically.
Crazy. So it's your other friend who's like your mentor in planche, Sergio, your mentor in dynamics. So you have a good surrounding around yourself.
Yeah bro, I'm a lucky person.
That's true. Nice. So like what are the habits that you have? What is something that you do every day? Like do you, like for example, some people, they wake up, they drink something like water. What are the habits that you do every day?
The habits, I have I don't know if it's healthy or not. 1 hour per day, I disconnect my phone. I disconnect to internet. I only put my earphones and listen music and think about what I want to do, what goals I want to have do in next month, next year, where I want to be in the following year, and only that 1 hour a day, and lay in my bed, listening music and thinking about what is going to be for Jordan Bianco next year, next month, tomorrow.
Wow. Every day, one hour. Yeah. That's crazy. That's like meditation for you.
Yeah, before sleeping at night.
Okay. That's really, because yeah, it helps your sleep quality, right? Also.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, and it helped me mentality to have my idea clear, to think about, because sometimes we didn't stop and think about where am I now. Where I wanna do? I mean, the correct way. I really want this. What I'm doing now, you know, and try to think about what I'm doing, what I wanna do, and if I'm in the right way, I'm the wrong way. What I wanna change.
Okay. Wow. That's a good one. Yeah. Because I guess for a lot of people, it's really difficult to turn off their phone or put it in flight mode and not be able to like text and respond to everything really fast. So yeah, it's definitely something that everyone should try out and test. Yeah. SWUB, this year is like a total mess also for you, like I can totally understand that. I don't want to get too deep in it, because it's not a good situation, but let's look into the next years. Like, what are your goals with the event series? What are your plans? Because I know that you have big plans, that you want to make it even bigger, even though, like, for the people who don't know, I'm pretty sure everybody once saw a video of a battle of the SWUB. Like the video footage is crazy. They are everywhere on YouTube. Like even in Germany, I see a lot of people, big YouTubers, reacting to the videos. Like you did a great job. Like it's insane. Like the connections with the good athletes you have, the event that you're building. And I would be interested in, what are your goals for the next years? Like, let's say, where do you see SWUB in 3 years?
Okay, next year we are going to do the fourth edition of the Steel Workout Mini Battles. I think in the same date, like in June, Now today I can assure you that it's going to be a 10% in June, but I think this is going to be in the same date as every year. Next year too, I wanna do one new project. It's a championship too, but focus it in reps, bro. Something new in reps. I wanna do more. I wanna give more visibility that area of calisthenics because I know freestyle is the most attractive area because it's like the dynamic, explosive. It's more visual. But I think reps have a lot of community behind, a lot of people that want to see something new in reps, a lot of people that train every day in reps, and I think that it can be the key to do bigger the community of calisthenics. Because for example, my father, my uncle, that they have 45 years or 50 years, they are not going to do a 360. They are not going to have interest in that kind of competition. But in reps, it's all the thing. It's all the community. It's a bigger community. That's why I want to do something new in reps area. I can't tell you a lot of details. I don't know in during the year where I'm going to do it. I try to do it in Madrid or in Barcelona. I'm not sure what of both, but in one of them because they are the two biggest cities of Spain and the community. You know, the flights is more easy when you are in a big city. And is that? Still work out to me battles, one competition for reps, and try to next year, not I don't know, but in the other year, try to bring something new too in that involve the Asian community and the African community.
Okay.
And try to join them in the calisthenics, I don't know the word. In Spanish is círculo in the
yeah, world because or circle, like, yeah.
In the circle, yeah. Because traditionally the competition was in Europe. Now with the two World Ultimate Battles, we have Latin America athletes too. But African athletes, in Africa, we have a lot of people with a great level, with a great ambition that want to show the world what they are able to do. In Asia too, bro. In Asia, we know that Malaysian guys have a great level, yeah. But we don't know much more about Asian athletes. And every day they send me a DM to Instagram, bro. We want to compete. They still want to go to me, but you show them. You look like, wow, what the fuck? They have a great level. Yeah. They are having the top, but the people didn't know them. The people know the athlete of Spain, the athlete of Italia, the athlete of Bulgaria, of Latvia, like Lithans, Victor Allende, the greatest ones. And every year, the same countries, like one and other and other. And I think that it is very difficult for these new countries to join in the circle and to have the visibility they deserve. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so internationalize and give more communities, more countries access to this worldwide community that you're building and to the circle, as you call it. It's great. That's true. Because like from Africa, I just think about Africa. I just see a lot of North Africa, like Morocco, Tunisia, but I don't see so much like from, I don't know, Senegal, from...
But they are, bro. They reach us because they want to compete in the ultimate battle, for example. And guys from South Africa, guys from Nigeria, guys from all that countries that train in other conditions because they didn't have the calisthenic part that we have here. They didn't have the same conditions basically to train. But they have a crazy level, and they want to do something that help the community in the countries.
And maybe also these are the people, sometimes on Instagram, there's a video that goes viral. It's like a shaky camera, completely dark. And then there are some kids doing 900s and like crazy, crazy stuff with the mattress.
Yeah, it's that.
And it's a great goal to give access to these people, to these guys also competing at the street workout ultimate battles or like making it bigger and more international. That's great. I like it.
Thank you, bro. That's the idea of the champ.
Nice. So, What advice do you give to someone like in calisthenics right now? What is the mistake that you see a lot of people doing calisthenics?
I think nowadays, bro, the identity of yourself. That's the biggest mistake that I saw in the new people that join in calisthenics. Because when you are new, you saw what is viral, what is popular. You try to repeat the same one. Try to do the same to have that visibility. And the problem is that we are going to the way of everything looks similar. There are a few little things different. You know, and a few years ago, each athlete has his own style.
Yeah.
One prefer dancing the bar, the other one prefer doing, I don't know, bro, different styles. But now you saw a champ, you saw a championship, and all them look like the same way. All them do the same movement with the same attitude with. They look like a clones, bro. that's not bad, bro. But athletes like Lysans, for example, they have their own style. Athletes like Sergio, for example, he has his own style. You know, like Eric, he has his own style. But the key is try to be a best, a beast, bro. Try to have a great level in dynamic, a great level in static. But with your style, with your attitude, when you are competing, when you are sharing what you are able to do, the identity, your own identity, is the biggest problem that I saw in calisthenics with the new people that joined, because all the kids when it looks like this guy or this other guy.
Okay, so for everybody listening, if you want to like. Bring this sport forward and to grow as a person also and as an athlete, that you should do your own thing, that you should have your own identity and not like copy other people, but be proud of who you are.
Yeah, bro, you can be inspired by other one.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah, that's normal, but try to do things by yourself.
Yeah. So you think it's not smart for me to have like a haircut like you afterwards? Like,
that can be funny. That can be funny.
Nice. So yeah, perfect. We're coming to an end. I still have some short questions for you. What do you prefer, pizza or burger?
Pizza, bro.
Pizza.
Yeah.
Do you even eat pizza? Like when you see your physique, it's crazy. Like I don't know how is it possible to look like you? Like
because I train a lot, bro. I now run 3 days per week.
You do cardio? You run?
Yeah.
Okay.
I run three days per week, and I train a lot with weighted rep, not weighted reps, different kind of workouts. I train a lot. I try to eat at home a lot of times. I didn't do diet, but I try to eat clean at home and like the normal food. Okay, and also sometimes I eat a pizza or something like that when I'm out with my friends or when I'm in a restaurant. I try to not eat, but a lot of times.
Okay. So yeah, mostly eating clean, but sometimes you still cheat, but just keep it in balance.
For example, like yesterday, we was eating pizza, and nice. I eat two and a half familiar one, the biggest one.
Okay, you ate two pizzas yourself.
Yeah, bro. That's me. That's me. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's why you feel so heavy for the muscle up. Maybe you're like.
It can be, bro. It can be the reason.
Nice. Do you prefer dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Dogs. Okay. And what was the best location you've been at so far? What was the best country, the best city?
The best city? Let me think. When I was, you said, no?
Yeah.
I think in Canary Islands, here in Spain, is the best place to live, bro. You have a tropical atmosphere, like 25 degrees all the year. It's insane, bro. You are in the island, you have a beach, you have a workout calisthenics park inside the beach. You have a lot of areas to do sports, and the people don't matter about if you are training without t-shirt in the park or not. It's okay. The weather is perfect to be there, bro. The weather to train calisthenics is perfect. And nice. Also I was in other countries and in other cities, but if I have to choose one to move right now to live and try to do the same things that I do right in this moment, I choose Canary Islands.
Nice. What would change for you if social media just disappeared? No social media anymore.
The way to communicate with the people only, because my economic stability didn't depend at 10% of social media. It's true that I have incomes of the social media, of YouTube, of partners, of Instagram and other ones, but I still have the same life, training at the same level, try to do the same things, and living in the same country. I don't think that I'm gonna have a big change in my life.
Okay. Nice. Do you have a favorite calisthenics athlete?
I have a few, bro. If I can't choose one.
Okay.
I can't.
Do you have a top three or top five?
Okay, top five. Let's try with top five. I can tell you the order of them.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you five athletes that, in my opinion, give me a lot of motivation a lot of motivation. Mm-hmm. Aníbal Fourquín. Mm-hmm. I think he's the mentor of all this building of calisthenics, bro. Aníbal Fourquín, Buddy Molenik. Buddy Molenik is a beast, bro. He motivates me a lot with a workout. How one guy can have that endurance, that power? It's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane. Eric Ortiz. The area of Eric, the athlete, everyone know him, but Eric, like the guy, well, it's an awesome person. It's like, bro, you are the in my opinion the best calisthenics athlete ever, but you are humble, more humble than a lot of people that I know. It's insane, that guy. Sergio Ordóñez, yeah, from Spain. I think I saw in Sergio I try to explain this clearly. How one guy can stand up one another time. Because if you remember when Sergio had the battle against Daniel, he broke his teeth.
Yeah.
not a lot of people can recover about that physically and mentality.
Yeah.
You know, you have to be one specific kind of person and have a strong, really strong mentality to go forward. And Sergio represents all that, all how a calisthenic how an athlete has to be. Train, try to do your best. Don't matter if you lose. Don't matter if you break your feet. Don't matter if you break your biceps. One, another one, another time. And the last one, that is life hands, bro. Okay. Life hands is incredible. When you see life hands doing freestyle, it's like, bro, he's like Messi playing football. This guy born to do this fucking shit, bro. He's amazing. He's amazing. Simply amazing. True.
Wow, these are some strong five athletes, strong, and yeah, as you said, not only the athlete, the performance, but also like awesome persons. Do you have a favorite book?
A favorite book? I have one. Well, not one. Yeah, it's one. It's about psychology. Mm-hmm. It's about psychology, how to think in difficult moments, how to focus your ideas in difficult moments. It's a psychological area.
Okay.
I read it 3 years ago.
Okay. Do you have the title for the people interested in it?
I have to look for it.
Okay, then you can send me afterwards. I will put it in the description for the people interested.
Okay.
Perfect. Nice. The best calisthenics event you've ever been at?
The best calisthenics event? Depends. I have two, but there are differences.
Okay.
The most motivational one where I was is the King of the Bar, bro. I think the King of the Bar is the best calisthenics event ever. In motivation, in the ambience, everything. It helps to everyone to grow up, to try to train stronger, try to be better, to be best athletes. And the King of the Bar of 2015, exactly, it was fucking insane. Insane, bro. And the other one is the Steel Workout to the Battles 1, the first edition.
The first
edition in, here in Spain, and bring something new, bring all that crazy athletes to Spain, and all the atmosphere that involved the event was insane. Seeing Andrea La Rosa competing, seeing Lifehands flying, seeing Victor Kamerov doing plunge, seeing Dan Rosenberg doing combos, it was fucking insane. It's like, oh, this is the biggest level of calisthenics.
Yeah. And like for the King of the Bar, was it in Cologne on the FIBO where in 2015?
Yeah, it was in Germany.
Yeah, okay. Because I think that I saw you the first time there in 2015 at the King of the Bar in Cologne.
Maybe I was there visiting the competition.
Okay.
And the event, it was insane. That King of the Bar was insane, bro.
And you took some inspiration for, like, some motivation for Street Robot Ultimate builds.
Yeah. And to tell the truth, when we thought about the idea to do some competition, we was thinking about the King of the Bar, because I don't know if the last King of the Bar was in 2016, maybe.
Yeah, 16 was the last one.
16, and Yeah, we have a lot of competition around the world, but no one is the same feeling like the king of the bar. And we're trying to reply this in a new competition. That's why we thought about the, bro, let's do one new competition about battles, like the king of the bar, the same essence, the same feelings, the same vision of the king of the bar, and try to do it bigger.
Yeah. And you're doing good when I can tell you.
Thank you.
Nice. And then the last question, dynamics or statics?
Statics, bro. statics.
Nice. When people want to get in touch from you and ask you questions, how can they reach out to you? Where can they find you?
In Instagram, for example, my IG is Jordan Bielko in Instagram. And then they can send me a DM. And I'll try to reply them.
Okay, nice. So we will put all the social media channels, also your YouTube channel, in the description. And if you want to check it out, do that. And before you can end the episode, Jordan, I will say thank you to everyone listening to this till the end, because it's already almost 1 hour. And I'm really, really grateful for everyone listening to this. Thanks for your time, Jordan, to take the time to be here to do this English interview, because I really like your Spanish interviews, even though I don't understand anything. Still really good. So yeah, I'm happy that a lot of people do this to learn from athletes. As you say, you learn from different athletes, so you also offered the possibility to a lot of people to learn from you, to learn about your plant journey, to learn about your mindset, your habits, etc. So yeah, thanks for listening, and if you want to let this series continue, put down below who should be interviewed next, rate this episode, and I will say goodbye. See you next time. And Jordan, you can end the episode.
Thank you so much, bros. Thank you so much for inviting me. It's a big pleasure for me being here, and see you soon.